You're listening to The Quoted Podcast Season 14, with 10 episodes, 10 guests, and 10 quotes. So let's get into today's episode. Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Quoted Podcast. This week's guest is Aubrey, back again. Welcome back.
Hi.
I'm super excited to be talking to you today and asking you some questions. We'll get to the quote at the end, but let's start off with, when you're in a waiting season, how do you wait patiently?
I'm gonna be honest, I'm not a very patient person, so I can't wait patiently. I just ask God to speed it up a little. I don't know how to wait patiently.
And honestly, me either, because for the longest I was so worried about having a boyfriend, which is a thing that I've been waiting for, and because the guy I liked didn't like me back, it made me sad, and so I would dwell on that a lot, and I finally just learned to just not even worry about all that right now, and I can definitely relate and patient, but I feel like I've learned how to be patient this year. Yeah, it's hard.
Very.
But, yeah, I feel like at some point it'll get easier.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how has your church community supported and encouraged you in your faith journey?
Well, I've known most of them my whole life. So, they've literally watched me grow up and, they watched me get saved and they've counseled me, given me advice, given me devotionals here and there and all the things.
Yeah.
They are my family, so.
And that's cool that they've seen you grow up and they've been there. That's really good. It's really great to hear that you have church community that can support you and encourage you, because I know some people don't have that, and some people have bad experiences in the church and it causes them to stray away from God and all that, and so it's really great to have people that are there for you.
And my thing is like, for those of you that have had bad church experiences that kind of put you off of, following God, it's like, I read this thing the other day. It said, if McDonald's can mess up your order 100 times and you would still go back, but one person can mess up church for you and you will never go back. And I think that's so true. It's like, one person could treat you badly in a church and that will put you off of Christianity for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really sad fact.
Sometimes people might need to give it another chance instead of just giving up because one thing went wrong. How do you handle difficult or challenging situations in your life? And how does your faith guide you through them?
I pray. I pray and I read my Bible. I don't handle anything. I let God handle it.
I actually really love that, because honestly, God's got you. Period.
Period. God's got your back.
And I also think that journaling is a good way to help get through difficult situations. But yeah, prayer and reading your Bible are like the biggest things, because you know, God is always there for us, and he's going to get us through whatever we're going through. So definitely trusting him is a good way to go. So if you didn't listen to the last episode, Aubrey's actually writing a book called Sons of Innisfail, and it's really good, and you're going to want to read it when it comes out. But I want to know what inspired you to start writing it and who your favorite character is.
So I had two things that kind of inspired it. The first being what I wanted the first line to be. And mm-hmm. I have since changed the first line, but it is what started everything. And the fact that I wanted to write a story, not even necessarily a book. It just started out as a story. I figured I would abandon halfway through. But I wanted to write a story about like a secret society, because like I feel like there's not enough books with like little secret societies that shouldn't exist that everyone knows about but no one can find, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I eat those books up every time, and so you know what, I fully decided to write one of mine. So yeah, that's kind of what it started as. I'm really proud, honestly, that I turned it into a book, and I haven't abandoned it. But my favorite character is probably Gyro, and I will not hear a single bad word about him. Ever. He's my favorite. He's my baby.
And for a preface, Gyro is the best friend of one of the main characters, Cass, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you are adding more about Gyro in the fourth draft.
Yes. I need me some more Gyro content, so I'm making me some more Gyro content.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm very excited for her book, and you should be too. So stay tuned for that. And also, when you read it, my favorite character is Toro, and I love him. That's all. If you could have dinner with any biblical character, who would it be and why?
Okay, I have two answers. One is serious. The other is kind of goofy.
Okay.
My first answer is Job, because I want to be able to ask him, like, how did he maintain his faith when he literally lost everything? Even his wife told him to go die.
Oh.
Like, how did he do that? I want to be able to do that. Not that I want to lose everything and that I want my spouse to tell me to go die, but I want to have that kind of faith where if I lost everything, I still would believe in God and I would still praise God and worship him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my number one answer. My number two answer, Satan. I would rub it in his face. I'd just be like, all right, let's start off this meal. All right, let's hold hands and let's pray. Dear Jesus.
Oh, then just start reciting all the Bible verses.
Yep. I'd rub it in his face so hard. I'd be like, you have lost for the past over 6,000 years. Why are you continuing to even
try? Yeah.
Why are you continuing to try?
Like, what's the point anymore?
Like, you know it's coming for you. I would give up if it were me.
Oh, that's true. Okay. That's going to be an interesting meal. Mm-hmm. That would be. And I love the answer Job as well. Because I honestly thought that you were going to say Esther or something. Or like Ruth. But Job is an interesting one. And I feel like he could definitely say a lot about waiting also. And then,
he had to wait for God to give him back everything.
Yeah.
So really, it fits him perfectly for this.
Yeah. And then Satan just gets to be humiliated mm-hmm. by the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. Are there any examples of ways that you've seen God work in your life while you were in a waiting season?
He's given me good godly friends.
Mm.
Like, I don't even know what waiting season I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, apparently I'm in one. I would
know. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're in a waiting season your whole life. Just what you're waiting for changes.
True.
So I don't know what my waiting season is right now, but I'm in one. And he's provided me with good godly friends in it. And people that will hold me accountable. And, I mean, what more can I ask for?
Mm-hmm. And even if you don't know what you're waiting for, I feel like sometimes God reveals things to us as we go about our lives and, like, shows us.
He reveals to us what he wants to reveal to us in his own time.
Yes.
Hence why it's called the waiting season. Because if we had it our way, there would be no waiting seasons for anything. We would just get it when we want it.
True. And also, it produces, I'm thinking of a Bible verse. I feel like it produces endurance and, like, teaches us things while we wait. Mm-hmm. And if we had everything we wanted right this second, then we wouldn't know how to be patient for anything, and we would just get everything we wanted, and it would be chaos.
We would be the world's worst people.
Yeah.
We wouldn't learn anything, ever.
No, imagine us just going into the bookstore and grabbing all the books and then driving home with them.
We wouldn't even have to wait to get home. We would just be home.
True.
We wouldn't have to wait to get money to have books. We would already have money to get books.
Mm-hmm.
Life would be boring if we didn't have to wait for anything.
Oh,
we wouldn't even have to wait to finish the book. It would just be done, and it would be in our brain. That would be boring. That would be boring.
It would.
Waiting is a good thing. I have decided.
Yeah.
This quote to me, when I hear this quote, I think of, like, a clock. Like, you take a clock, okay, with, like, the minute hands, hour hands, everything. You can see it moving over time, but you can't really see it moving as it's moving. You have to leave and come back, or, you know, look at it at separate times to see that it even has moved. So just because you don't see it moving doesn't mean it's not moving. So like, just because you don't see something's happening in your life doesn't mean it's not happening. You just have to wait long enough to look back in retrospect and see, oh wow, that actually did happen. That was happening the whole time. I had never realized it because I was in the smack dab middle of it. So you just have to wait long enough to be able to look back in hindsight and say that it was actually happening.
And I think all seasons of waiting can be temporary, and that even though it feels like it's going to last forever, it won't. And I've learned that I needed my times of waiting to teach me things that I might not have seen without them. And it makes me think of painting a picture. Your picture isn't finished until the whole page is covered in the paint. And until you complete it, you might not be able to see what it's going to end up looking like. And God will give us the whole picture in his time, and he is a reason for making us wait for that.
Yeah.
Boom. That's all. Okay, let's get to some fun questions before we end off the episode. So, what's your favorite song right now?
Amelia. Amelia by Jeremy Albino.
Ooh.
It's so good.
Okay.
I've been playing it on repeat all week long.
Is it like country or like more pop?
I don't know how I would classify it. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay. Well, I'll go listen to it after then and figure it out.
Okay.
Okay, what's the last book you read?
Six of Crows. I'm in the middle of Crooked Kingdom.
Okay. Was that a reread?
Yes, oh. It is. I'm rereading it for like the sixth time.
Wow. Oh, okay.
It's my comfort fantasy read.
Hmm. Yeah, I still need to read Crooked Kingdom, but I enjoyed Six of Crows.
It's so good.
Would you rather be able to speak every language or talk to animals?
Speak every language, because if you think about it, every language includes animal language. So, boom, mm-hmm. loophole.
Mm-hmm.
I get to speak to animals anyways.
Yeah. I was going to say talk to animals, but honestly, you're right, too. Because I just think it would be so fun to see what they're actually saying. And it would be cool to talk to them.
They're probably talking smack about all of us, honestly.
Possibly. Yeah.
Like, oh, look at that human. He looks weird walking on two legs like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was your first celebrity crush?
I don't know that I would consider a celebrity crush more than just, he's just my favorite actor.
Okay.
But Andrew Garfield is my favorite actor.
Oh. And your favorite Spider-Man, too.
And my favorite Spider-Man. He is the best Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire. Tobey Maguire was the best Spider-Man. Tom Holland was best Peter Parker. Andrew Garfield was the best of both.
Okay.
So that makes him the best Spider-Man.
Interesting. I always just say Tom Holland is my favorite because I don't know, but I agree. I would agree with that too. And what's your favorite childhood TV show?
Okay, Strawberry Shortcake.
Yes!
I would stay up at night watching Strawberry Shortcake in my room DVDs.
Ooh.
Kids these days just won't know the best life we lived with CDs. Or DVDs. And CDs, honestly. And Blu-rays. Blu-ray DVDs.
Yeah.
Man.
It's been such a long time, but I know we had VHS tapes.
Yes.
Yeah, we had those
mm-hmm.
that we would always watch, and CDs. But yes, I love Strawberry Shortcake.
And
VeggieTales. I don't think I watched that one as much, but I definitely watched it.
VeggieTales is my childhood staple.
Say a word in Hebrew for us. Aubrey is taking a Hebrew class, and I think it's cool. So I just wanted to hear her say a word in Hebrew.
Bereshith bara Elohim et hashamayim v'et haaretz. Which means, word for word, in beginning he created God, the heavens, and the earth.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Just pretend I'm clapping. Just pretend I'm clapping. That actually sounds so cool when you speak in Hebrew. So, love. Give us the name of your least favorite character in Sons of Innisfail.
Okay. the more obvious character is Mariah, who is Kaz's mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of trying to make her less, like, hateable, because I wrote a prologue on her, and that makes you kind of see her in a different light. But, I mean, this is not from her point of view. This is from his point of view. So, I mean, obviously, she's still going to be a little, you know, I don't like her. But that's the more obvious least favorite character. And I cannot say my least favorite character without spoiling.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay. Every time you give me... say something that you can't tell me, it makes me want to read it even more. Yeah, what is the last movie you watched?
Oh, I have no idea. It's been so long since I've watched a movie at this point.
Isn't it Work It?
No, I've watched another movie since then. You did? Irish Wish.
Oh. Oh, wait. I was supposed to watch that and I never did.
It was very badly acted, except for, like, the main guy.
What about Lindsay Lohan?
No. I don't know if it's her or if it's just the script she was given. But literally the only character in it that had good acting was the main guy, and I don't even know his name. I'm being so serious. He was the only good actor.
Wow, that's sad.
It was. Well,
I kept seeing, like, little videos and snippets from the Idea of You movie, which is rated R, so I knew it wasn't going to end up being something I wanted to watch, but I gave that a shot, and I watched, like, about an hour of it last night, and then it got to the inappropriate stuff, and then I stopped. But because it's an age gap romance, but Anne Hathaway, I think that's the right person, is in it. And so it was interesting. But I kind of want to know.
What's the name of it?
The Idea of You.
That is Anne Hathaway.
I kind of want to know how it's going to end. So I might just skip over the bad stuff and see how it ends. Yeah. Oh. Anyway, yeah, I don't know how I felt about that. It was very weird. But thank you for being on the podcast again. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Quoted Podcast. Come back next Thursday for more.